This case was a setup against Liberty University. This is Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. In July 2023, Liberty University terminated Jonathan Zinsky after he intentionally violated the school's doctrinal statement and policies regarding gender. But as soon as his 90-day probation period expired, he revealed he had been taking female hormones 4 months before he was hired and that he planned to identify as female. Liberty University is seeking dismissal of this meritless Title VII lawsuit, and Liberty Counsel recently filed the opening brief to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. Liberty Counsel argues Title VII, the First Amendment, and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act protect religious institutions like Liberty University to make employment decisions when those decisions are based on religion. If a single employee can demand that its faith-based employer abandon its religious beliefs to conform to the employee's worldview, then religious freedom has no meaning. Stay informed at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.